Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every day, 5 days a week, and you guys listen. And I'm doing an extra recording today because I just want to test and see if this new recording setup is working. So I bought a new interface, and of course I bought something new. I bought a new interface, and I wanted to test it out before I go on my trip. And so this setup is actually, well, it's a little bit convoluted because I didn't realize I was going to need to do a special recorder and all of this kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm just testing it out, and we'll see how it goes. But the setup, just for you guys, since this is an extra recording, I'm gonna go even geekier. So I did a bunch of research, and I was looking, and really, a lot of the audio interfaces were very similar. And actually, what I found out is I probably could have used the audio interface I already had, except it won't be powered. It can't be powered from an iPad, so actually, I don't know, and it doesn't have batteries. So I'm not sure if I would have been able to use it or not. But what I ended up doing is I ended up buying something called an iRig Duo Pro, or I don't know. It's iRig anyway. And it's made specifically for, I think it was originally made for iPhones and iPads to record on. And so I went ahead and bought that, and it has two inputs. And then I was testing it out, and when you put a microphone into it, because it's got two inputs, but both of them are mono. And I was like, well, that doesn't help me very much, because the recorder I usually use, which Baron Frosty said, oh, Adam, you need this recorder. The recorder is called Boss Jock, and you can play bumpers, and then it will also take the input from your whatever interface that you have as well. But I was just using these headphones, that Samsung headphones that also had the microphone built in, and so it was working fine. But I really wanted microphone quality, and I thought, well, one extra XLR cable and microphone is not going to kill anything. I really want to see if I can fine-tune this travel rig, right? So I want just the right amount of equipment, but not too much equipment. And if I want to ever do it without having to take a laptop, I'd like to be able to do it. But when I tried it on Boss Jock, it was only getting my microphone in one channel, either the left or the right channel, depending on which one I put it in, because that's how I set it. I mean, there's no control in Boss Jock to convert a mono signal to like a summed signal, right? And the way these interfaces work is each channel is left or right. They have either a stereo or they have a left and a right, which for a microphone, microphones are mono. And so you plug a microphone into channel one on this interface, and it really only goes to the left ear. Now, the interface, when you direct monitor, it sums that for you in your headphones, so it doesn't sound super weird. But anyway, so Boss Jock was just getting it in one ear, and then I was like, well, now I'm going to have to figure out how to take this recording into another audio editing software on the iPad, and I'm going to have to edit that to duplicate the tracks so that you hear my voice in both left and right ear, and I'm going to have to do all this stuff. And another option is they sell XLR splitters that basically you can plug the XLR into this, and it will give you a left and a right, so you can plug those in. But then you're limited, because if you wanted another input to go in, because my interface only has channel one and channel two. So if I do that, then I'm limited to only getting the microphone, and that's it. And so if I wanted any other input, then I wouldn't be able to do that. And I may still try that. But then I was like, well, there's got to be a better way. And this company that I bought it from, they make a recorder. And so I thought, well, okay, instead of using Boss Jock, I could, because I have an audio program that I use on my iPad to play bumpers and stuff when I'm recording at home in the studio. And so I was like, okay, so maybe what I can do is I'll download that, because that app is also available on Android phone. So I'll download that onto my Android. I'll install that on my Android phone. I'll put all my bumpers on that one as well. And then I'll plug the phone into channel one, and the mic into channel two, and then I can record them. And this iRig recorder that they make will do a summed mono, which basically means it will take channel 1 and channel 2, make it a mono signal, and so then you don't have to worry about left and right. So that's what I ended up doing. I do have an XLR splitter, so I don't know where it is at the moment because I still haven't unpacked from the trip to New Orleans, but I may try that as well. If I just want a microphone setup, I could still use Boss Jock, and I could just use the splitter, and then, you know, so that might be something that I could do as well. I'm just experimenting with how low I can get my equipment, you know, what's the smallest level of equipment I can get to as far as size, so that I can travel fairly lightly, but I still get a really good professional sounding quality. And actually, I do get a really good quality. So I'm recording. So right now, I'm recording on my iPad and in that iRig application. And I'm playing my bumpers and stuff from my Android phone. And I do have my professional microphone. So I've got that going. And I have the professional microphone hooked into the interface. I've got the Android phone hooked into the interface. And then I've got my iPad. And I did buy a little desk stand, a cute little desk stand for the microphone. So that's a fairly small, it's quite a bit of cables running all over the place because I don't have short cables. But it is, I think it's a manageable. I have to take my laptop for this trip anyway. So for this trip, I was going to have an iPad, or I was going to have a laptop regardless. But for trips where, you know, I don't know, maybe when I go overseas and I don't, maybe I'm not going to need my laptop at that point. Maybe I'll just take my iPad and this, and that'll be less for traveling overseas with. But I still have some options. And I believe I could even bring in Skype guests, I think. So they wouldn't hear any of the sound effects or anything like that. But I think I could call someone on Skype on my phone, and I could still record them, and then I would just have to put the phone up to my mouth so they could still hear me talking. It would be kind of weird, but I think I could make it work if I had to. I'm supposed to be recording Butt First on Monday night, and I'm going to be in a hotel. But since I'm going to have my laptop, I'm probably going to do that a different way. So this is just a test. I want to see what the audio is like. So update, and I know this is a Saturday recording and I'm supposed to only be doing 5 days a week. So this is a bonus because I really wanted to test this audio and I wanted to release it. I wanted to do a full real show and see if I could make that work on this equipment and, you know, how that would sound. Now editing, this app is not, I'm not used to this app for editing. So I don't know, you know, I may not get the same editing that I normally do and all of that kind of stuff, but we'll see how that works. But I'm going to post it. I'm going to see if I can do everything posting it from the app or, you know, from the iPad without transferring it to a laptop or some other computer. I'm going to try to do all the editing, all the encoding to MP3, everything from the iPad and see if I can make that work. Because again, the goal is iPad, interface, microphone, a few cables, and that's it. And I'm always going to have my phone with me. So if I want to use my phone as a soundboard to have bumpers and stuff like that, that's fine because I'm always going to have that. And so an update while we're talking about the furniture situation. So I went back and forth on the furniture and Mark was not really being much help. He was like, "Boyfie, I'm happy with whatever decision you make. No problem. You know, whatever decision that you want to make, that's fine with me." And so I texted my mom because my mom's a woman. And for some reason, I know I'm gay and I shouldn't be this way, but I trust female opinions when it comes to design. And so I always text my mom when I'm not sure about a design thing. And I'm like, "Hey, mom, here's a picture of this thing." And she said, "Well, it looks fine, honey, but it doesn't really go with the other wood in your living room. And I don't think that you and Mark are going to be happy with that in the long run." And so, and I had been thinking that as well. So that kind of confirmed what I was thinking. And so I decided that we were going to return it. So earlier today, we returned the end tables. And yeah, there you go. We returned the end tables. And now we're going to be looking, we're still going to be on the hunt for end tables. And it'll be another 2 years and we won't have any end tables. I don't know. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. So you're welcome for this extra episode, but this was really just to test the equipment. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.